الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue in the chapter the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب عقوبة البخل. باب عقوبة البخل. The chapter with regards to the punishment of stinginess. The punishment of بخل, being stingy with wealth and not performing the right upon the wealth, the right of zakat, and likewise the right of providing for those who it is incumbent and obligatory to provide for, from those who are under the guardianship of a person, from his wife and from his children, his relatives that are in need and the likes. The one who prohibits the obligatory spending, النفقه الواجبه, then he has a threat, a great threat, and there's a threat of a punishment for this individual, indicating again that this is a major sin. So the author he mentions وقول الله تعالى سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة, that which they were stingy with, and that they did not perform the obligatory charity or spending with regards to, it will be as a collar tied to their neck. So يطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة, that they will come and it will be tied to their necks, it will be around their neck, that wealth that they had hoarded and that they were stingy with and they did not perform the right of. On the day of resurrection, it will come to them tied to their neck or around their neck, wrapping their neck, and they will be carrying it in this manner. In the beginning of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَرُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سَيُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that those people who were stingy and did not perform the right of their wealth from that which Allah had given them, yani from His bounty and grace, they should not think, verily, they should not think for one moment that it's good for them. Rather, it is worse for them. And thinking that it's good, that they will hold on to their wealth, and that they will refrain from spending it. They believe that this is a benefit for them and that it's good for them and beneficial, but it is not good for them. Rather, it's worse for them. So, يُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Rather, what they were stingy with, that wealth that they hoarded and did not perform the right of, they will come with it tied to their necks on the day of resurrection. It's been collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَلَمْ يُؤَدِّي زَكَاتَهُ مُثِّلَ لَهُ مَالُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُثِّلَ لَهُ مَالُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That the one whom Allah has given wealth and he did not perform the zakat of that wealth, then it will be made for him to appear as شُجَاعًا أَقْرَع مُثِّلَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شُجَاعًا أَقْرَع. شُجَاعًا أَقْرَع means a snake. شُجَاع يعني حَيَّة. أقرأ, the one who is أقرأ is the one who has, he's bald. But what is in reference here is the snake, and he is the head of the snake is very smooth and changed because of the amount of poison that is in the body. Because of the amount of poison that is in the body. This is what is referred to, شُجَاعًا أَقْرَع, يعني a very poisonous snake. That which he had, that which he prohibited and did not perform the zakat on from the wealth that Allah gave him, that will be made to come to him in a form of a snake, a very poisonous snake. يُطَوَّقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And it will be wrapped around him, around his neck, on the day of judgment. It will be wrapped around his neck on the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about the snake, لَهُ زَبِيبَتَانِ. لَهُ زَبِيبَتَانِ. The people of knowledge, they differed about what this means. Some of them said it has two spots on its eyes or above on its head. Others, they mentioned rather it's two fangs that will come. ثُمَّ يَأْخُذُ بِلِحْزِمَيْهِ يَعْنِي شِدْقَيْهِ. And then he will take the man's mouth and the side of his mouth like this, and it will tell him, and it will say to him, أَنَا مَالُكَ أَنَا كَنْزُكَ أَنَا مَالُكَ أَنَا كَنْزُكَ. I'm your wealth, I'm your treasure. I'm your wealth. I'm your treasure. And this is what would be mentioned to him. And because he hoarded his wealth and did not perform the right of that wealth. And this wealth again. And he would see in the verse, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Those people who were stingy and did not perform the right on the wealth that Allah had given them from His bounty. That Allah had given them from His bounty. They should not think that it's good for them. Rather, it's worse for them. And here likewise in this narration, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَنْ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Whoever Allah, He gave him wealth from His grace. وَلَمْ فَلَمْ يُعَدِّي زَكَاتَهُ. This is His reward. So يُتَوَّقُونَ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. In this manner, the Prophet ﷺ is clarifying this. That it will come in this manner like this, as a snake. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Very poisonous, wrapped around his neck. And it will say to him, يعني in belittlement, أَنَا مَالُكَ أَنَا كَنْزُكَ. I am your wealth. I am your treasure. I am your wealth. I am your treasure. And another narration has been mentioned that the snake will chase him. وَيَفِرُّ مِنْهَا. The snake will chase him. And on the day of resurrection, the snake will chase him. Everywhere he goes, he will flee from it. And he will not be able to get away. And he'll continue in this manner, fleeing from it. And all the while, the snake is saying, I'm your wealth. I'm your wealth. I'm your treasure. And this is really an amazing affair. If we see in this life a person that was stingy in this manner, he spent his life chasing wealth. And now in the hereafter, as a recompense, he's fleeing from it. He's fleeing from it and it's chasing him. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. In this manner, in the form of a great poisonous snake. In this narration, after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this, he recited this verse. ثُمَّ تَلَى وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Until the end of the verse. So therefore we see, yani the point of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the threat of a great punishment in the hereafter. The threat of a great punishment in the hereafter for bukhul. Yani with regards to al-hukuk al-wajibah, with obligatory rights. Yani specifically in the wealth. So a believer, he will perform the rights of his wealth. He will perform the rights of his wealth. Rather, a believer, he would even perform more than that. And he will, after performing the obligatory rights of his wealth, likewise, there's a portion from his wealth that he will spend freely with ease and willfully. And it's not obligatory, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever is possible for him, he will spend in the cause of Allah. Yani obligatory and non-obligatory. And this is from the traits of the believer. We read that narration in the end of our previous class, which was collected by Imam Ahmed, and that great Tabi, Abu Khair, he mentioned the narration of Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّ مْرِئٍ فِي ظِلِّ صَدَقَتِهِ حَتَّى يُفْصَلَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَوْ حَتَّى يُحْكَمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. That every individual, meaning on the day of resurrection, he will be under the shade of his charity. He'll be under the shade of his charity. And the day of resurrection is a day whenever the sun will draw near. And there will be no shade, except for those whom Allah shades with his shade, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whom he allows. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's encouraging the affair of sadaqah and charity. Any obligatory and non-obligatory. And that a person, he will be under the shade of that by the permission of Allah azza wa jal on the day of resurrection until the decision is made and the judgment is made between the people. Until the judgment is made between the people. One of the narrators who narrated on Abu Khair, he mentioned that كَانَ أَبُو الْخَيْرِ لَا يُخْطِئُهُ يَوْمٌ إِلَّا تَصَدَّقَ فِيهِ بِشَيْءٍ وَلَوْ كَعْكَ وَلَوْ بَصْلَ أَوْ كَذَا. That not one day would go by, Abu Khair, the narrator of this narration on the companion, radiallahu anhu as-sahabati ajma'in, it's mentioned about him that not one day would pass except he would give charity from something. Except he would give charity from something, even if it's a small piece of cake or pastry or an onion or something like this, even if it's something small, he would give it away. He would give it away for the sake of Allah. He would give it away in charity for the sake of Allah. And he applying this narration with his heart attached to Allah, and this is the manner of a believer. He will remember that day, the day one will be standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will give up his wealth and that which he possesses from the good of this life, seeking the pleasure of Allah. And also in this manner, also checking the shuh and the bukhwan in his soul, checking the greed that he has in his soul, وَلَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَلَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will never achieve righteousness, any true piety in the religion until you spend from that which you love. Until you spend from that which you love, and you spend in charity, and you let it go. The thing that your heart desires and is attached to from the wealth of this life and the prosperity of this life, and from the means of achieving true piety and righteousness, is to let that go for the sake of Allah. Is to give that in charity, or some of that in charity, or whatever one can, any for the sake of Allah. After this, the author, he mentioned another narration, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, fihi la tu'i fa yu'i Allah alayki kama fi al-hadith al-akhar. Then he mentioned, irdahi yurdah laki, ay wasi'i yuwassa' alayki, yuwassa' laki. And then he mentioned, وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِ مُمْسِكًا تَلَفًا وَأَعْطِ مُنْفِقًا خَلَفًا. The author, he mentioned a number of narrations here, beginning with the first one and the second one. These narrations are مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهَا. And they are from the narration of Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anhuma. And it has come in al-Bukhari and likewise in Muslim that this narration, Asma radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, ma li ma'alun illa ma adqala alayya al-Zubayr. Fa'atasaddaku, she said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have no wealth, I have no income, except that what Zubayr gives me, except the wealth that Zubayr gives me, Zubayr ibn al-Awam, radiallahu anhu, he is the husband of Asma bint Abi Bakr, radiallahu anhum wa anas-sahabati ajma'in. So she's saying here, and she's asking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she has no income or wealth, and he coming to her, except the wealth that Zubayr gives her, radiallahu anhuma. Should I give charity from that? Should I give charity from that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَصَدَّقِي وَلَا تُعِي فَيُعِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكِ وَلَا تُعِي فَيُعِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكِ. He said, give charity from it, and do not save your wealth. And لا تُعِي يعني لا تَجْعَلْ مَالَكَ فِي الْوِيَاءِ وَتَحْفَظُهُ وَتُمْسِكُ. Do not put your wealth in a container and hide it, يعني, and save it. Like this, yani to and hoard it. This is what is intended. And he so أوعاهُ, yani meaning وضعهُ في الوياء. Yani وجمعَ فأوعَ. Yani وجمعَ فأوعَ. This is in Surah Al-Ma'arij. And he mentioned about the one who gathered the wealth, and then فأوعَ. Yani أوعَ المال. Meaning he put it in a container and he'll hide it. He put it in a container and he'll hide it. And he meaning that he will hoard up the wealth and he will not spend it. He will hoard up the wealth and not spend it. So this is what it means here. وَلَا تُعِي. Do not hoard up the wealth. Do not put the wealth, all your wealth in a container and hide it. And not spend it or not give anything in charity and the likes like this. فَيُعِي اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the same with you. Meaning that Allah will strip the barakah and the blessing from your wealth. The barakah and the blessing from your wealth. So one, he should spend. What he should spend from his wealth. He would receive wealth. And no doubt you need to save wealth. Any for beneficial purposes and reasons is good to take care of one's obligations and the likes that are upon him and his finances and his spending, and then also to save and to have wealth is allowed and permissible. But here then what is intended is to save it and to hoard it and to not spend from it whatsoever and to be greedy and stingy with it and the likes like this. Do not do like this, or else Allah will strip the barakah from your blessing. And some wordings, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Anfiqi wala tuhsi fayuhsi Allahu alayki wala tu'i fayu'i Allahu alayki." Do not, he said, spend from your wealth, and even if she has a little, spend from your wealth, and do not try to calculate and enumerate. Meaning, do not count every last penny and where every last dime goes, and the likes like that. La tuhsi, like this. Do not try to enumerate the wealth and every last any minute detail, or else Allah, he will do the same for you. Meaning that Allah, he will strip the blessing from your wealth. And do not hide the wealth and hoard up the wealth likewise and put it in containers and the likes, or else Allah Azza wa Jal, he will strip the wealth from you. Another wording is, أَعْطِي وَلَا تُوكِي وَلَا تُوكِي فَيُوكَ عَلَيْكِ. And the same meaning, give the wealth, give in charity, give something in charity. And even if it's something small, even if it's something small, give something in charity. Be somebody or from the people who give charity and the likes. This is what is intended. Even if you only have a little bit of money, a person, maybe he will give from that and have a great reward. Maybe he will give from that and have a great reward. So according to the sincerity and the likes, this is yani, from the benefit that that one would have from that. Even if he has a little money, he will give a little of that money. He will give a little of that money. If he has a lot of money, then he will give a lot of that money. Whatever he can, and whatever is easy for him. If he has a vast income, then he will make it easy for those who are under his care, and he will be generous and kind to them. And likewise, he will give in charity from that wealth. And if his wealth is tight, and if his situations are tight, then he will fulfill his obligations and spend accordingly. And still, likewise, he will have some portion of that wealth he will give in charity. He will still have some portion of that wealth that he will give in charity. So a person, he shouldn't enumerate and count and look at every last penny and the likes like this. And the likes like this. الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The one who knows that Allah Azza wa Jal, He provides for whom He wills without reckoning. سبحانه وتعالى ويرزق من يشاء من حيث لا يحتسب. And He will provide for whomever He wills, and whomever He does not even perceive. The one who understands these affairs, لا يحسب ما أتاه الله من فضله. He will also not enumerate, and He will not calculate every last penny and look where He's spending. And I gave you this, and I gave you that, and last week I gave you this, and this week I gave you that, and the likes like this, and enumerating and calculating every last penny and dollar in this manner like this against the people. This doesn't mean that a person, he will not yani have concern for his funds and his finances, and he will have rashad yani, and he will deal with his wealth properly with intelligence and with wisdom and with right guidance, and put his money in the proper place at the proper time and likes like this, meaning but a person, he will not be stingy. He will not be greedy. He will not hold people to account on every last penny. And him himself likewise will not be one of those people who are like that, penny pinching. And then some people, they'll look in their bank, and then 5 minutes later they'll look in their bank again. And then 5 minutes later he'll look in their bank again. And then, or he will, other people, they'll count the money. And then next week he'll count the money again. And then maybe a little bit later he'll count the money. It's the same amount. And he knows that. He didn't spend anything from it. Yani his heart is attached to the affair. So don't be like this. Know that the risks that come from Allah. And we're held accountable for that. And we have to spend the wealth properly. وَلَتُتُّ السُّفَهَا أَمْوَالَكُمْ أَلَتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا وَرَزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَكْسُوهُمْ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. So you have to take care of the wealth, and you don't put it in the hands of the people who do not deserve it, and you don't waste the wealth. Likewise, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. This is from the attributes of the righteous and the pious and the slaves of Ar-Rahman, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that whenever they spend, they do not go to extremes in extravagance, and likewise they're not stingy and greedy, but rather they spend in a manner that is moderate. So this is the case, and according to everyone's ability and situation, and financially. So moderation with one person might be different yani to another person, according to his finances. Somebody who has a large income, moderation, no doubt, for him is going to be much higher. And what is normal and what is allowed for him is going, and what is the custom for him is going to be greater than the one who has a lower income. It's going to be, and this is the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wallahu, yani he gives his grace to whom he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point is, yani that a person, he will not be like this. إِرَضَخِي يُرْضَخْ لَكِ. And also, yani spend and it will be spent upon you. يَنِي وَسِّعِي يُوَسَّعْ لَكِ. Meaning that if you spend on the people, then Allah, He will spend on you. If you do good and you're easy with the people, then Allah, He will do the same for you. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a great principle about the issue of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, and that is that however a person, he deals with the people, that's how the Lord of the people will deal with him. That however a person, he deals with the people and treats the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will treat him in the same manner. So the one who is generous and kind to the people, and the one who's easy with the people, then like this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be kind and generous to him, and he'll be easy with him. And the one who facilitates the affairs and spends on the people and provides for the people, then Allah azza wa jalla, he will provide for him, and the likes like this. And then the author rahimahullah wa ta'ala, he closed this chapter with a great narration, And he says, وَقَوْلُهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَقَوْلُهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يعني عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ. And the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa wa a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, give the one who withholds his wealth destruction. Yani take the blessing from his wealth. Destroy his wealth. And give the one who spends a recompense and iwadan. What is iwad? Something in return. Something, give him the likes of what he spent, and he repay him what he spent. Khalifan, yani iwadan, yani something, yani badalan. The one who gives something, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Allah, give the one who spends something in return. Give the one who spends something in return, meaning something in return for that which he spent, for that which he spent. This narration here is in Bukhari and in Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُسْبِحُ الْعِبَادِ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَلَكَانِ يَنْزِلَانِ فَيَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمَا فَيَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمَا اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِي مُنْفِقًا خَلَفًا وَيَقُولُ الْآخَرُ اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِي مُمْسِكًا تَلَفًا. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there is not one day that the slaves come to, not one morning comes. Not one morning comes that the slaves awaken, I mean, that the people awaken, except there are two angels that descend. Except there are two angels that descend, and one of them he will say, oh Allah, give the one who spends something in return. Repay the one who spends, and he give him something in return from that which he spent. And oh Allah, give the one who withheld his wealth destruction and destroy, and he make his wealth go to loss. So we see here in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's mentioning this is an affair that occurs every day. There are angels that descend, two of them. And this is again with regards to al-imanu bil malaika, and that we believe in the angels in general, and that which has come in general, and specifically in that which has come specifically. And here we see specifically, every day there are two angels that descend, and they supplicate. They supplicate for a person and supplicate against a person, yani a type of a person. They supplicate for the person who spends his wealth and in charity in the path of Allah. They supplicate for the person who spends his wealth in charity and for the sake of Allah. And they supplicate against the person, who withholds his wealth, and he's greedy and stingy with that. So one of them will say, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, give the one who spends khalafan. Yani iwadan wa badalan, yani give him something else. So they're making their supplication for the one who spends. Oh Allah, provide him for something in return. Oh Allah, provide him with something in return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the one who spends, then he will have multiplied. He will have that in reward multiplied. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبل مية حبة في كل سنبلة مية حبة مية حبة. Subhanallah, that the one who spends in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal is the example of these seeds of grain. That when he spends one, then it's like seven. In every seven, in every one of them, there's 100. Yani, so he has 700 times multiplied. This is what he'll get. Any 700 times or more multiplied. If he spend $1, it will be in the path of Allah, it will be multiplied for him. It will be multiplied for him. وَمَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. And the wealth has never been depleted or decreased because of charity. Never. And a person who gives charity, this does not decrease his wealth. If he has $100 and he gave 50 of it in charity, this does not decrease his wealth. How is that? You tell him he had 100, now he only got 50. Huh? It doesn't decrease his wealth. But he lost 50. Huh? Barakah. Allah Azza wa Jalla put blessing in that wealth. That 50 will be multiplied. Or even that 50 will last a long time for him. Or bring a lot of goodness for him. In this manner like this, Allah will put blessing in the wealth. There's people who monthly their income is large, but there's no blessing in their wealth, and they don't benefit from it, and it goes with little benefit and little barakah. And there's others, they have maybe tight means or less than that, and there's great blessing in their food, and their needs are met, and their bills are paid, and they're living comfortably, alhamdulillah, yani, because of the barakah and the blessing in the wealth. Because of the barakah and the blessing in the wealth. The zakat, from the meaning of zakat, is a numu, wa ziyada, yani to grow, that it will grow. So the one who pays the zakat on his wealth, it only makes the wealth grow. That's the meaning of the hadith. And that's the case here. There are angels making dua. There are angels making dua for that person who gives his wealth, any for the sake of Allah, obligatory and non-obligatory. Allahumma a'fi munfiqan khalafa. It's known that the angels, their supplications are accepted. The supplication of the angels are accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man wafaqa ta'minuhu ta'min al-mala'ika ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." That whoever says "Amin," whenever the angels say "Amin," then all of his sins will be forgiven. Any indication that the supplication of the angels is accepted. So if your supplication is in accordance with the supplication of the angels, then your supplication will be accepted. So the point is that the angels, their supplication is accepted. And they supplicate every day for the one who spends in the cause of Allah, and the one who gives charity, yani, to the people for the sake of Allah. On the other hand, the one who is stingy and greedy with his wealth, then the angels, they supplicate against him. Allahumma alfi mumsikan tarafa. Talafa, yani halakan wa daya'a. Halakan wa daya'a. Talafan, yani halakan wa daya'a. May Allah give his wealth, give him destruction or waste his wealth. And he stripped the blessing from his wealth. Stripped the blessing from his wealth. So from the means to have barakah and blessing in one's wealth is to give charity. And first and foremost is to perform the obligatory right upon the wealth. And then after that, likewise, is to increase upon that and to give charity freely. And even whenever it's not obligatory, even whenever it's not obligatory, even if it's something small, even if it's something light, even if it's considered something little. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that from the best of the charity is to give water. Is to give water as charity. Somebody maybe who give charity as water, and a person he would drink and find benefit from that and be quenched. Alhamdulillah. This is a great benefit for that person and a great charity. So one should not belittle anything that he does for the sake of Allah. Whether he, maybe he'll just give a piece of paper or a notebook or a pen. But then that person, he will write many benefits with that pen. And maybe he will write benefits with that pen and then teach those benefits to others with that same pen. And the lifestyle with that same paper. Or maybe somebody will buy a book for a person and he will give it to him. And that person will memorize the book and then teach it to his family. Somebody, maybe he'll buy a Surah Thalatha, for example, and give it to somebody as a gift. And that person, he will take that book and memorize it and learn it. Maybe he'll sit with a scholar and take notes in it, or a student, and then he'll teach it to his family. So the person, he shares in the likes of these rewards. And so the charity has great, great benefits, especially if a person is wise with where he puts his charity. And especially if a person is wise with where he puts his charity. So in any case, we see the punishment for greed. And likewise, the punishment for not performing the obligatory rites upon the wealth. After this, the author, he says, "Babu ازدراء النعمة والاستخفاف بحرمات الله." باب ازدراء النعمة والاستخفاف بحرمات الله. The chapter with regards to belittling the blessings. وليهذا بالله. ازدراء النعمة. الازدراء يعني الاحتقار. الاحتقار. To belittle. To belittle the blessings of Allah. The chapter of belittling the blessings of Allah. Having no concern or care. Not showing thanks or appreciation. يعني الازدراء is الاحتقار والاستهانة بالشيء. يعني to belittle it and to have no appreciation for it and to not respect it, rather to disrespect it. And this is with regards to what? The blessings of Allah. والاستخفاف بحرمات الله. And also to belittle the sacred rights of Allah. So there's two issues the author is referring to in this chapter. The first one is the issue of belittling the bounties and blessings of Allah and showing no concern or care or thanks and having no respect for the blessings of Allah. And the second issue is the issue of belittling and having no concern or care for the sacred rights of Allah and in the hurumat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he didn't mention any evidences here after this. After this chapter, he mentioned the next chapter title, Babu Bughd al-Salihin. Babu Bughd al-Salihin, the chapter of detesting and hating the righteous. And so the people of Allah, as they mentioned in some of the texts of this book, or the prints, or the manuscripts, some of the manuscripts, this chapter is not even there. In other manuscripts, this chapter title is there, and there's nothing left there. After that, the scholars, they say, بَيَّضَهُ الْمُؤَلِّفُ بَيَّضَهُ الْمُؤَلِّفُ, yani the mu'allif, he left it empty. Meaning that, wallahu alam, he left it like this in order to return back to it. He left, and he mentioned the chapter there, and then he left the space empty in order to return back to it. But in any case, the author himself, he did not mention any evidences or text with regards to this affair. But there are a number of evidences, any, with regards to this issue. Babu izdira' al-ni'ma. Al-izdira' again is al-ihtikar, wal-istihana, wal-istighfaf, bishay. And to find something to be little and nothing, and to have no value, to have no value, or to belittle it, or the likes. This is all end of the meaning, and this is with regards to the blessings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, it's collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, انظروا إلى من أسفل منكم, انظروا إلى من أسفل منكم, ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم, that you should look at those who are lower than you. Look at those who are lower than you, any in the worldly affairs. Look at those who are lower than you in the worldly affairs, and with regards to health, with regards to wealth, with regards to prosperity, and the likes like this in the worldly affairs. In the worldly affairs, انظروا إلى من أسفل منكم. Look to those who are lower than you. ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم. And do not look at those who are above you, and do not look at those who are above you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, because it is more rightful that you will not belittle the bounties of Allah. You will not belittle the bounties and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hafiz al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentioned some benefits, yani, with regards to this narration. The narration again is that you must look to those who are lower than you, yani, in the worldly affairs. And do not look at those who are above you. And do not look at those who are above you, because in this manner it's more rightful that you will not belittle the bounties of Allah, that you will not belittle the blessings of Allah. So An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, هذا حديث جامع لأنواع من الخير. هذا حديث جامع لأنواع من الخير. That this narration here, it gathers many different types of goodness. لأن الإنسان إذا رأى من فضل عليه في الدنيا طلبت نفسه مثل ذلك, because a person, if he were to look at those who are better than him, that have more than him in the worldly affairs, then his soul will strive for that. His soul will seek that. Again, the affair of the soul and the knowledge of the soul, and specifically the knowledge of the shuh and the bukhul in the soul. So he says that a person, if he sees someone who has more than him, and that has more virtue in him from the worldly affairs, then his soul will seek that. His soul would desire that, and he would incline towards that and want that. And he says, وَاسْتَسْغَرَ مَا عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And at this time, he will belittle. At this time, he will belittle, and he will think that what he has from the bounties of Allah are few. From the bounties of Allah are few. And if a person, he were to, and maybe he has a vehicle. For example, we would say a normal vehicle, an average vehicle. Then if he were to look at those who have luxurious cars all the time, and then he would forget the bounty that he's in. He would forget the bounties that he's in. Maybe he has, or the likes like this. It's not a sports car. It's considered an average car, but it's a beneficial car and a good car. And it's a comfortable car. And the car works. And the car gets a person to where he's going, where he needs to go. And it's a means and a benefit for him, and it's comfortable, and it has AC, and it has a heater, and it protects him from the weather whenever he's moving, and the likes like this. And he gets in and it starts every time. It gets in and it starts every time, and it's beneficial for him, great. But it's not a fancy car. It's not a popular car. It's just an average car like this. If this person here were to start to look, every time he looks at this person, he comes driving in this big SUV, or this other one is going by in this really fast race car, and the other one is in this really fancy high dollar luxury car, and the other one's got a Benz, and the other one's in a Beamer, like this, and he's looking left and right, and then he will forget, and he would want that, and he would think that he has nothing, but rather he has much. But rather he has a lot. Yeah, and if he were to look at a person, for example, who doesn't have a car, who's walking down the street, standing at the bus stop, the one who's walking at the street, standing at the bus stop, literally, it's raining outside. It's raining outside. Sometimes you'll find a man or a woman standing at the bus stop. Sometimes they'll have children. It'll be raining outside, or it'll be very cold outside. Sometimes it's very, very cold. Maybe one will leave the masjid after Fajr, or he's coming before Fajr. There will be a person standing at a bus stop, and it's cold outside. And it's cold outside. Here we are, we're driving down the street in the car, alhamdulillah. So if he looks in this manner, he will realize the great blessing that he has. Even if he doesn't have a luxury car, he doesn't have the best vehicles, but he has a comfortable vehicle. And this is from the goodness of this life, to have a comfortable vehicle, to have a spacious home, to have a righteous wife, and a comfortable vehicle. This is from the means of sa'adah in this life, and to have a good neighbor. This has been mentioned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically. Arba'atun min as-sa'adah, four affairs from happiness. These are the four affairs: to have a comfortable vehicle, and a vehicle that's comfortable, and a house that's spacious is sufficient for you and your family. So if a person likewise his house, and he is not from the mansions, for example, it's not a mansion or the biggest house in the neighborhood or the newest house, but it's comfortable. It has AC, it has a heater, and the bills are paid and the lights are on. And the lights like this, and it's sufficient, and it keeps him safe. It's a ma'wa for him at nighttime. He prays inside of his home, and he's safe. He goes there, and it's safe in the daytime, in the nighttime, alhamdulillah. And if he looks at those who have no home, if you drive around in Atlanta, sometimes if you drive around the highway, you'll see on the side of the road tents. There are people living in tents, and there are people living literally in tents. But yeah, the bila here in this town that we live in. Here in this town that we live in, there are people around the corner, not far from here. They're living in tents outside. Others on the street. And this is the case. So a person who says, alhamdulillah, I have a home. If he looks at this manner, he will remember the bounty of Allah. He will remember the blessing of Allah. If he looks at the houses of the kings, for example, if he looks at the houses of the kings, then he's going to, man, I have nothing. And then he'll start to belittle the blessings that he has. So this is the point here. The one who looks at that which is better than him, and those who have more than him from the affairs of the dunya, then his soul will seek that, and at this time he will belittle the blessings that he has, and he will forget the bounties that he is living in, Subhanallah, even if a person, he was not rich, or even if he was in poverty, and he was for someone who is a hard worker in labor, but he has his health, and he has his strength, and he has his mind, and his well-being, and his self, and his body, then this is a great blessing. I remember now a benefit from Sheikh Abdul Razzaq, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, mentioning about this affair, a story. And sometimes these stories are mentioned to take an admonition from. But there was a very wealthy man. There's a very wealthy man, but he was restricted to a wheelchair, and he could not leave the wheelchair. And this man himself, he had workers in his house. And he's watching one time the worker, and there are workers that they bring from other countries. Many times, for example, over there, the workers, they will be from the lowest people in the society. And they won't have much. They will work hard and get little. And then they're not considered very any high status in the society. But this man, he's rich, but he can't move. He sees the man, the worker, he comes. He's digging in the ground. He's working very hard. And it's easy for him to move around. And then he puts the things down, and he opens up his bag, and he eats his food, and he sits down, and he stands up and starts working again. But the man who's watching this, he can't even move. But this man over here is poor, and he's rich, but he can't buy that health, and he can't buy that wealth. And so in this manner, you see the bounty that he's missing from this affair. So the point was, this man, he's wealthy, but he's confined to a wheelchair. He's looking at a poor man who's working hard, but he wish he could just move in that manner. He wish he could just move in that manner. The bounty that one has just to have health and physical ability and the likes like this, a person, he would give up all of his wealth to have that. A person, he would give up all, he would be ready to give up his mansions to be able to walk again. Give up mansions to be able to move freely again. And the life like this, and he would give up all of his wealth in order to have his health back. Because if a person, he has all of the dunya, but he does not have his health, it will not benefit him whatsoever. So the fact that a person is healthy, and the fact that a person, he has his needs met, and a life like this is a great bounty and blessing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in a narration, authentic, yani that man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, lahu qutu yawmihi fakannama hizat lahu dunya. In one narration, bihadhafiriha. And if the one, man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, the one who woke up this morning and is safe in his family, in his household, and he's safe, secure, everybody's safe, nobody's in fear and in danger. And if he woke up like this, mu'afan fi jasadihi, his body, his self is healthy. He's healthy. Lahu qutu yawmihi, he has the provision for that day. His needs are met for that day. Fakannama hizat lahu dunya. Fakannama hizat lahu dunya bihadhafiriha. Says if the whole dunya is gathered for him. And as if the whole dunya is gathered for him. And he's safe. He's healthy. He has his needs met. And he has his bills paid. He has food that will suffice him and his family. And he's not looking where he's going to get his next dollar. And he's not worried about how he's going to pay the next bill. The lights are about to go off, or the electricity is about to get turned off, or somebody's about to lock his doors and kick him. He's not worried about that. All these affairs are covered. His family is healthy. His body is healthy. He's moving around freely, alhamdulillah. He has enough food for the day. Yani, this is a great blessing from Allah. He's able to move. He's able to benefit. He's able to worship Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So this is a favor, yani, to remember the blessings of Allah. For the methodology of a believer is that he has knowledge of the blessings of Allah. And that he ponders and he thinks and reflects upon the blessings of Allah. And there's so many blessings that we have. And that a person must show thanks for. And he has so many blessings from the health and the wealth, the blessing of this masjid, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of amen and safety and security. Safety and security. And we've seen just recently people were not feeling safe. They're afraid. Afraid of the unseen. Afraid of a disease. And many of them afraid. Afraid running left and right, not knowing what they're going to touch. Afraid if somebody is standing next to him. Maybe he has something, maybe he doesn't. And living in fear. Living in fear. So the fact that a person, he lives in security, he's not afraid. And this is a blessing. This is a blessing and a bounty. A great blessing and a bounty. No one knows the blessing of Amen except for those who experienced it when it's stripped. Living in fear, if their neighbors want to rob them, or their neighbors want to take something from them, or somebody's going to come to them and harm them, and the likes like this. This is a bad way to live. So to have safety, this is a blessing. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have security, it's a blessing. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have a vehicle, to have means of transportation, to have family. When you go home, you see your family. Then if you go home and they're praying, Allahu Akbar, even a greater blessing to show thanks for. If you go home and you see your child reciting the Quran, or if you're doing something, all of a sudden you hear him reciting, alhamdulillah, a great blessing, a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the children, and no doubt they're children, and many times they make mistakes, but to hear them reciting the Quran, or to go home and you see one of them in prayer, or the likes like this, or one of them is reminding you of something good and beneficial, then this, yani, alhamdulillah, yani, will make up for all of that, inshallah, that they had slipped in the likes like this. And this is a favor from Allah, a bounty from Allah. And all of this that we have, a believer, he must remember Allah and be thankful, yani, for these blessings, be thankful for the bounties. And yani, beginning with the bounty of Islam, he will never belittle the blessings. He will never belittle the blessings. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم فليأخذه وليمط عنه الأذى ولا يأكله ولا يضعه للشيطان ولا يدعه للشيطان. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if one of your the food of one of you, a piece of meat, a morsel, one of you falls down, then pick it up. Then pick it up. Pick it up and wipe it off and eat it. And do not leave it for shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his methodology. This is what he advised. If something falls on the ground, you don't just leave it. Even sometimes something will not even fall on the ground. It will fall on a mat, for example. And then somebody, he will leave it. Or even somebody, it won't even fall on the ground. It will just be on the plate. He will leave it. He will leave it. He will throw it away. This is not the way of a believer. This is not showing thanks. One from the means of showing thanks, any for the blessings, is to use them properly. If a person, he makes food, for example, he'll make enough food that's sufficient for him and his family. Wasting food, this is not the way of a believer, and this is not showing thanks. Taking the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the wealth, and then going and buying food and provision, and then making more food than what is needed, or buying more food than is needed until the food goes to waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, "Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Innahu la yuhibbul musrifin." Eat and drink. Eat and drink, but do not waste. Verily, He does not love the wasters. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and eat from His provision, but you're going to return to Him. Meaning you're going to be held accountable for that. You're going to be held accountable for that. So buying food is a blessing and a bounty. To have the wealth to buy food is a blessing and a bounty. To have food in the home is a blessing and a bounty. To have someone cook the food for you is a blessing and a bounty. Do not waste it. Wasting food, buying food for example, and then leaving it until it rots in the house. Sometimes a person, he'll buy food, he'll buy fruits and vegetables for example, and he'll leave them on the table, and leave them on the table until they wither up and no one benefits from them at all. And no one benefits. This is a foul way. This is a foul way. A believer, he will not do that. If he purchases something, he will purchase it to benefit from it, not to let it go to waste. Some other people, they'll make food for 2-3 people, but it'll be enough to feed 10. And then the 2 or 3, they'll eat from this and eat from that, and the rest of it goes to waste, and they throw it away in the trash. This is not a good way. This is not from showing thanks whatsoever. Rather, this is being ungrateful. This is being ungrateful. A person, he will never throw the food away. And he would avoid that situation first and foremost. If he's going to have food, he will make the food that suffices him and his family. And if he has something left over, then he will save it and eat it later. Or he will give it to somebody else to eat it as a charity. Or at very minimum, he will give it to the animals. He'll give it to the birds, or he'll give it to the cats, or the likes like that. He will give it to the animals. He will not just waste the food and take the chicken and put it in the trash can, and take the rice and fold it up and wrap it up and throw it away. And this is not a good way. This is not showing thanks for the bounties and the blessings of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying in this narration that if a piece of food falls on the ground, you pick it up. You pick it up and you eat it. You pick it up and you wipe it off and you eat it. You don't even let one piece go like that. So how about people, they're going to make all this food and meat and this great dish and then eat from a little portion here and throw the rest away. Eat from a little portion here and throw the rest away. This is not showing blessings. This is from izdira and ni'mah. This is from belittling the bounties and the blessings of Allah. Buying all of this food and then throwing it away. Buying all this food and then letting it go to waste. And it, like this. Likewise, the bounties and blessings that come other than that, do not take care of them. To not take care of them. To buy something and then just let it go to waste, and to leave it to be wasted, or to be broken, or to be torn away, or to throw it away and have no concern for that. And if a person has spent his money on something, then he takes care of that. These are all bounties and blessings from Allah. These are all bounties and blessings from Allah. So we have to remember these affairs. That we're not just let the bounties go away and the blessings go away. A believer, he looks to these affairs. A believer, he looks to these affairs. Likewise, al-istighfafu bi hurmati Allah. Al-istighfaf bi hurmati Allah. To belittle and to take lightly the sacred rights of Allah. To belittle and to take lightly the sacred rights of Allah. This is contrary to what is incumbent and obligatory. From the great status and ranks in the religion is ta'zim hurmati Allah. To have honor and respect, to show dignity and love for the sacred rights of Allah. The sacred rights of Allah, meaning His commandments and prohibitions, His deen in general. His deen in general, to show honor and respect for that. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.